O'Malley Straub, Research Associate at the World History Center. And today I'm talking with Bethany Wade. Bethany, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Bethany is a Pitt 2020 graduate in the History Department and is currently a postdoctoral associate at the Rutgers Center for Historical Analysis. Bethany teaches Latin American history and world history, and today we're going to be talking about her experience completing the world history teaching credential. So let's jump right in. Bethany, why did you decide to do the teaching credential?
I have to say it was curiosity balanced with practicality. In a practical sense, many institutions are adopting world history as a core offering, so it really seemed prudent to acquire experience and skills in this forum. Now, the Teaching World History graduate course, taught by Dr. Holstein, was first offered when I was in my second year at Pitt. However, I was completing comps and I wasn't able to take it myself. Still, I saw my peers whose work centered on many different regional specializations, time periods, and thematic approaches, all engaging with world history as a common discursive frame. And I was struck by the inclusive and encompassing nature of the approach, in which this larger narrative could give context to many national or regional approaches. So I ended up starting the credential in the final years of my graduate education because I was really interested and curious about exploring how world historical approaches and the methods of teaching world history could be mobilized in my own classroom.
Could you talk a little bit more about what the process of doing the world history teaching credential was like?
Sure. So within the credential, there are a number of steps. First and foremost is taking courses that are already embedded in transnational or world approaches. So that's sort of the foundation. However, when we get into the specifics of teaching, you take the Teaching World History seminar, you have to design a world history syllabus, and you need to teach a world history course. So I took the seminar in an academic year when I was already scheduled to teach the Intro to World History in the summer session. I went into this seminar determined to walk away with a fully teachable survey course. The seminar really gave me a structured space where I was able to work through the entire course design process. And by this, I mean the conceptual work of deciding themes, periodization, and the structure to the actual creation of lecture materials and PowerPoints. So the Teaching World History seminar offered me the resources such as world history literature and example syllabi, but also a space to workshop with my peers and faculty advisors about strategies and content to include in this course I was designing. So I was able to take the course that I created in this seminar environment and implement it almost immediately. So for me, the structure around the teaching credential was not just a theoretical activity. It wasn't just thinking about teaching world history, but it was the practical implementation of those pedagogical goals.
And how do you feel like the experience shaped your teaching?
It shaped my teaching in a number of ways. First of all, I really enjoy teaching world history survey courses. Not everybody does, but for me, it's very rewarding. But there has also definitely been content crossover between my Latin American and Caribbean courses and my world history offerings. When I back up and think about teaching world history in particular, I think it shaped my teaching and my strategies in the classroom in a couple of ways. So first, it offers the opportunity to trace connections and patterns in the human experience over these vast time periods in really broad geographies. Now, this is incredibly challenging for an instructor. How do you keep your students connected and engaged when the sheer volume of information can be overwhelming? It made me much more nimble at moving between scales of analysis, how and when to shift from broad, often abstract patterns to focus on case studies with the goal of keeping my students engaged in what we were working through. It also required self-editing and the ruthless cutting of content. So you really couldn't have peripheral items. You had to stay focused on your core teaching message. The second way that teaching world history has really affected my general approach to teaching is that it's really commonly taken as a gen ed requirement. So creating an environment that was welcoming to all disciplines really had to become an increased focus. So how could I draw in people who weren't historians, who weren't from the humanities, and allow them to find something to take away from that course? It also required me to move outside of my regional specialization to incorporate a broader cultural context. So all of these things sort of shifted how I think about my approach to designing lectures, my approach to having an open environment and really bringing people from all sections of the university into a classroom where it can be a rewarding experience for each of them. Now, I offered Intro to World History as a 6-week course during the coronavirus lockdown. So this was in the summer, and 2 weeks into the course, the Black Lives Matter protests erupted across the United States. So this was challenging for me as an instructor because my priority was balancing and protecting the sort of mental and emotional health of my students while ensuring that they were receiving a productive and rich educational experience. Students at the end of the course really spoke of it as a transformative learning environment that gave them a context in which to understand what was happening in their world. So for me as an instructor, as a teacher, teaching world history has really brought to the foreground the impact that we can have on shaping a broader-minded and more critical student and person who's going to then go out and have their own impact on their communities and the world around them.
That's great, Bethany. Can you talk a little bit about how it shaped your experience as a candidate on the job market?
Sure. Yeah, I truly believe that it was one of the pieces that differentiated my applications from a pool of applicants who had similar, if not equal, qualifications. So I now come onto the job market as a more well-rounded candidate. The training I received in the teaching credential lets me balance my expertise as a regional specialist with an ability to teach what is a growing gen ed elective at many institutions. It is incredibly common for job postings to list the ability to teach world history as a desired or even a required qualification. Now, anyone can make a claim about teaching world history. It's not uncommon for candidates to stretch their qualifications to meet the requirements of a job posting. Having the world history teaching credential is an authentication of my ability to teach world history. I don't just say that I could teach world history. The credential shows potential employers that I have done the conceptual, the pedagogical, and the practical work to be able to say I do teach world history. So to me, having the world history teaching credential makes you stand out in an already competitive job market.
Bethany, thank you so much for your time today and for talking to us about the World History Teaching Credential.
Not a problem. Thanks again for having me. I had personally just an amazing experience going through this credential and engaging with the methodologies and approaches of teaching world history. And I encourage anyone who is in their graduate work at Pitt to look into taking this credential and adding it really to your toolbox of things that you're bringing onto the market.
If you're interested in learning more about the World History Teaching Credential, visit worldhistory.pitt.edu.